Good Sunday morning. This is Charlottesville This Week, and I'm your host, Marcello Rolando. My guest today is, and I love saying that last name, Peter F. Primiani. Yes?
You have that right, Marcello.
Okay. I love being Italian, and I love having Italians. And by the way, the Italian Peter is here in the studio with me this Sunday morning, and that's always exciting, you know. So, you're here to tell us about the Toy Train Show in Charlottesville, Virginia, Saturday, August 4th, a major family fun event brought to us by the Virginia Train Collectors. So, Peter, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, thank you, Marcello. We're excited to be back. This will mark our seventh year here in Charlottesville. And the exciting news this year is that the show has been moved to a new venue, to the Ravenna Fire Hall out near Glenmore. And this is a larger hall with more space, and we'll have four operating layouts this year. In addition to the 70 vendor tables that will be selling trains. And the fire people have been very accommodating. The ladies' auxiliary will be serving breakfast and lunch to those in attendance. The show runs from 9 to 3, and we're just extremely excited to be at this nice facility.
Okay, since Peter has answered my first six questions, we're going to flesh out things a little more, and he may repeat himself at my direction, but that's okay. It's a good overview, a lot of information, and probably it bears repeating just so you can write all of this down, because this is exciting stuff. Toy Train Show taking place, as you said, at this new location, the East Ravenna Fire Hall. Why did you choose that?
Well, the you know, for the last 3 years, we've been at the Elks Lodge on Route 20.
Yes.
And there was a conflict this year in double booking the facility. And so I went out and we looked again at the different facilities around Charlottesville. And the quilters, my wife's a quilter, and they've had their quilt show at this facility, the East Ravenna Fire Hall. And, you know, I've gone there to look at the quilts with my wife. And, you know, I knew that this would be a good location. So we're excited. And that's how we fell upon it.
Excellent. Well, you know, that's I have a quick old Army story. When I was with the Army Field Band and singing in the Soldiers Chorus, I started a group called the Soldiers of Song, SOS. And we needed to justify our existence, so we went out to elementary schools and performed and did lots of crazy things for elementary school kids and their teachers. And when the Joint Chiefs of Staff in that year's AG needed something new for the generals, he said, his wife had been a teacher in that one of the elementary schools in which we performed, and she whispered in his ear, "Guess what? I know the guys." So that's kind of like this Ravenna Fire Hall for you, except you, of course, did visit it in person.
Right.
Yeah, so I know you as a realtor, but how did you get involved as a collecting old toy trains?
Well, I mean, you know, growing up in the early 50s, toy trains were still very popular back then. You know, we had them, my family. I had a brother, and we had a large layout in our garage. We played with trains, and it was part of the rite of growing up during the 50s. Those trains were packed away. My father packed them all away when I got to be about 12 years old, got into sports. And they stayed packed away until I had my family, my children, in the early 90s. And then they were brought back out, they were shared with my boys. I had three boys. But frankly, my love for the hobby came back stronger for me than my children. So I started to really get involved with collecting.
Sure. There are a lot of stories. And my childhood, too, and I have a brother. We had wonderful times with the train, but one time we were at my grandmama's, and he and I got in a fight over who could do what with the trains. My dad said, "That's it." And when they were leaving us for the summer to get there for the first time, and when he was about to leave, we thought, okay, he'll forget about what he said about the trains. But no, he took them. And a similar story, they were not because of that event. They were packed up for ages, and it's something. Which brings a question I wasn't going to ask quite this soon, but let's ask it since you touched on it. Has it become toy trains? Has it become a more of an adult hobby than a childhood toy?
Well, I think, you know, because of the cost of the trains, uh-huh. the new ones these days, you know, they're fairly expensive to buy a new train. Mm-hmm. I mean, the cheapest one could be run, you know, $250, $300, which is, you know, for a young family, it could be substantial. But there's a lot of old trains out there. Mm. You can go to these train shows, like the one we're going to have, and you can pick up an older train that might be like a Marx train. Mm-hmm. And I've got something special to share with you about okay. Marx. But, you know, you can pick those up fairly inexpensively and then have those for the kids.
Oh, wow.
To your question, I think that certainly there are a lot of younger families coming into the hobby still.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not quite like how we were in the 50s mm-hmm. where the trains were still more of a vital part of just transportation.
Yes.
Public transportation.
Yes, gotcha.
But the manufacturers today are trying to bring young people into the hobby. Mm-hmm. And they've designed these new trains to be run with handheld controls.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
they're trying to appeal to young people
sure.
that are
used to, yes, with used the technology, to the
technology.
Of punch and touch and,
yeah.
and everything.
So,
happens.
I mean, they're making a concerted effort to start young people with the trains.
You know, we must go to break, but you made an excellent point that I never thought of, and that is, of course, the heyday was when train travel was the heyday. As a child, of course, I didn't think of that. I just loved playing with trains. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. Peter F. Premiani. I love it. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back. It's all about trains.